Chaitanya rejected Varnashrama and announced bhakti as the essence of all shastras. The purpose of Varnashrama is to elevate people through gunas, from tamoguna to rajoguna to sattvaguna. But in Kali Yuga, people are lazy, unintelligent, short-lived. So they usually get stuck in one guna and will not get out from that guna. So this is one reason Srila Prabhupada also said why he inspired people to take to Brahmachari order. Many people oppose why in your organization they don't go through Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. So Prabhupada said sometimes if they go to Grihastha, they don't come out to Vanaprastha and Sannyas. They get stuck there. So remain Brahmachari. Because and also the lifespan is very short. It is easy to remain Brahmachari lifelong and go back to Godhead. So that is why it says that, so they usually get stuck in one guna and will not get out from that guna. It says the tendency is there because of being lazy, unintelligent and short-lived. So that is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu announced bhakti as the essence of all shastras and rejecting Varnashrama Dharma. Generally, Varnashrama Dharma is prescribed as something that is very important to create a springboard for ascending to transcendence. Because first, stability and regulation is required in spiritual practices for one to come to transcendence. And without that stability and regulation, then one's spiritual life may be going haywire. That is why Varnashrama is prescribed in the Vedic literature. Although Varnashrama in and of itself is not the ultimate goal of life. Varnashrama is a means, bhakti is the end. But in the Kali Yuga, in whatever situation one is, the bhakti is directly emphasized without so much giving importance to all the formularies of Varnashrama by becoming a Swadharmanishtha. That is not emphasized because the lifespan is short and the bhakti should be emphasized in whatever sthane sthita shudhigatam tanuvan manovir ye prayasho ajita jitopista istrilokya jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sant mukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita shudhigatam tanuvan manovir ये प्रायशो जितोप्यचितैस्त्रिलोक्याम् अजित जितोप्यचितैस्त्रिलोक्याम् I am conquerable, Lord becomes conquerable when any person in any position of life simply takes to this one practice of Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam. This is a Jnane Prayasam Udapasya. Having rejected all speculative endeavors, a person should take to hearing, chanting and remembering the Supreme Lord as his only dharma, which is the essence of all the shastras. Bhakti is internal. Even a shudra or a woman or a sannyasi or a householder may have a great attraction to the Lord and become a great devotee of the Lord. The Lord rejected dharma, artha, kama and moksha of Varnashrama because it is only external. It does not nourish a relationship with the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya announced prema as the fifth goal. And announced prema as the fifth goal. That is why Srimad Bhagavatam rejects the dharma, artha, kama, moksha, which belongs to Varnashrama. And he accepted, the Bhagavatam announces prema as the prema, pumartho, mahan, the fifth, or the ultimate purushartha that every jiva should aspire for as the ultimate. And he says bhakti is internal. So bhakti being internal, the external designations do not matter. One may be a shudra. Prahlad Maharaj says, Viprat vishat guna yutat aravindanabha padaravindani mukhat shapacham varishtam manyetadarpita mano vachane hitartha pranam punati sagulam natu bhuri manaha. He says, even if a brahmana endowed with 12 and qualities of a Brahman may be considered very great in the estimation of the society, if he is not a devotee of the Lord, or if he is opposed to the devotional service to the Lord, such a Brahmana is considered much, much inferior to a person born in a Chandala family, a dog eater's family, but who, in whose heart bhakti has awakened. And such a person in whose heart bhakti is awakened can deliver all his relatives and family members very easily by the chanting of the holy name. On the other hand, a brahmana, even endowed with many brahminical qualities, is considered much inferior to such a chandala who is a bhakta. Like the Prahlad Maharaj says that. So that is why bhakti is internal and the external designations do not matter. Keeping this principle, Srila Prabhupada went to America. And when Prabhupada brought the Western devotees to India, many Indian brahmanas are bewildered. How is this Swamiji giving Brahman Diksha to Westerners? Because Prabhupada understood this verse, this principle of this verse, that anyone in any part of the world, born in any type of family, who has been eating any type of thing, if he awakens bhakti, he becomes superior to everybody else in this world, like Prabhupada Maharaj declares. So the chanting of the holy name is the one which awards the living entity with such a great qualification of approaching the Supreme Lord directly and becoming his devotee without having to get caught up in all types of formalities of Varnashrama and Dharmarga Kama Moksha. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of